I'm Pat McConaughey with reaction to a final rule on the Temporary Electronic Health Record Certification Program. This is a special report for iHealthbeat, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. Members of the health IT community still have plenty of questions after a final rule on temporary certification was released. On June 18th, the Office of National Coordinator for Health IT released a final rule creating a way that EHR products will be certified under the Meaningful Use Incentive Plan. One common concern among some groups is that in its final rule, ONC did not designate the Certification Commission for Health IT, an existing EHR certification group, as a temporary certification body. Therefore, CCHIT must apply along with other interested organizations. Robert Tennant, Senior Policy Advisor for the Medical Group Management Association, said CCHIT has done a good job so far and should continue at least through the first phase of the Meaningful Use program.
I think it would have solved a lot of problems in the sense that right now there's going to be what I call a funnel approach. You've got several groups already applying to be certifying bodies. And yet we haven't even got the rules out yet for what they will be certifying.
Tennant said assuming those rules come out soon, you have a short time frame in which vendors must bring their products forward to be certified and then for products to be ruled out. CCHIT's chair, Karen Bell, says her organization will apply for the new program. While CCHIT asked to be grandfathered in as a certifier, the fact that it wasn't didn't come as a shock to Bell, who adds that she expected that ONC would want a number of certifying entities.
And I don't think it's at all a surprise, because the federal government always insists on a level playing field for anyone who is going to be either a temporary or a permanent certifying body to go through the same process. So this was entirely anticipated and not a surprise to any of us.
Last year, the Health IT Policy Committee's Certification and Adoption Work Group recommended that multiple organizations be allowed to provide HHS certification for EHR systems. The work group stressed the need to avoid the appearance of any bias or conflict of interest. In March, officials of the Austin-based Drummond Group said it intended to apply to be a certification body, but co-owner Beth Drummond did not want to comment for this report. Meanwhile, MGMA's Tennant says he thinks medical practices could run into some problems with multiple certification groups.
One is somebody other than CCHIT offers certification, it's clearly going to confuse the marketplace. Practices now are very used to the CCHIT seal. That's what they look for. They include that in RFPs and other types of contracts with vendors. And so it throws another bit of confusion into the process, which is already very, very much a challenge for practices.
David Muntz, who's on the board of the College of Healthcare Information Management Executives, says he's generally pleased with the rules so far, but like MGMA, his organization recommended that ONC allow CCHIT's ongoing certification efforts. Still, Muntz says he understands why the federal agency did not.
We'd prefer that it would have happened because it meant a lot less work for some people who had already gotten the certifications, but the rules are pretty easy to understand. They want to make sure that everybody's going to be working on a particular set of standards, and they've established what those are, and they've chosen the rules by which the measurements will be judged.
Crystal Callum of the American Health Information Management Association says AHIMA is pleased with how CCHIT has certified products up to now. And even though ONC didn't accept it as a bridge to permanent certification, she's confident it will become an official EHR certifying body based on its outstanding track record. Callum says part of the challenge her industry has faced so far relates to scope.
So now that the concept of certification is caught on, there is a lot more work that can be done in the industry to advance certification and the adoption of EHR systems.
For Chime's months, the biggest issues in the future are privacy and security.
As long as things keep changing and the date keeps moving closer, we get nervous, or I get nervous. So that's still a concern. Until the rules and regs are all out, we still have uncertainty.
In the final rule, ONC announced it will sunset the temporary program on December 31st, 2011, and expects to publish a final rule on the permanent program in the fall. This has been a special report for iHealthBeat, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at ihb@chcf.org. I'm Pat McConaughey. Thanks for listening.